Blog Talk Radio.
Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. Who are you loving today? Are you loving yourself, your spouse, your children, your parents, the world? And what about your pets? Oh, today's show for the love of pets. Compliments of Signs of Mine, the June 2017 issue. The quote, pets reflect you like mirrors. When you're happy, you can see your dog smiling. And when you're sad, your cat cries too. In the silence, until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened. Beauregard, our cat for 20 years is alive today, as he was when he shared his unique ability to bring joy and love into our lives and hearts. And it's been said that those who love dogs, all animals, all creatures, all pets, know something about God. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and internationally. Imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. So let me give you the guest call-in number, 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net and tell me your story about your pet. The website's simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Be sure and click on all of the buttons. And darlings, remember, the shows are all archived. So after today's show, if you missed part of it or you tuned in a little bit later, and the topic is for the love of pets, you could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on June 1st for the love of pets. Well, we do have a caller. Let's see what contribution this caller is going to make before I go into pets generate happiness and love. And who are you loving today? Okay, just give me a minute here. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Kathy. How are you? Hello.
I'm fine. Who am I? Hello. Who am I talking to?
Yes, my name is Harold.
Harold. Hello, Harold.
Hi, Kathy.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minnesota.
From Minnesota. Well, you're not too far from me. Now, do you have a pet, Harold?
I do. I have two cats, and my brother, it's actually his birthday tomorrow. He's a fellow cat lover. He has three cats.
Oh, we had Beauregard, our cat, for 20 years.
Wow.
And he was and still is the love of my life. And, of course, Bill,
That's
too.
Sweet.
Oh, he just rules.
I was wondering.
He rules.
Oh, they're the best pets. I mean, I like dogs too, but there's something about cats. They just have such personalities, and they're just wonderful animals.
Well, I could remember, Harold, being at parties or out socializing or out for dinner, and I would look at the clock, the watch, and I would say, Bill, we have to get home. Beauregard is going to have a fit. So we get off the elevator. And we lived in this beautiful apartment on Cedar Street in Chicago.
Wow.
And we'd hear him meowing. We'd open the door, and he would be on his feet looking at us like, where the heck have you been? It's bedtime. Now, come on, let's go to bed. He absolutely ruled our life. And we loved
it. Oh, yeah.
We just loved it.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering, Kathy, as it's my brother's birthday tomorrow, if you could wish him a happy birthday as a one cat lover to another. Love to play this for him.
Well, is it acceptable? You're going to play the radio show. You're going to have him listen to the archive? All right, what is his name?
He caught me on to your show. His first name is Munch.
Munch?
Yes.
Dare I ask how he got the name Munch?
It's a German name, actually.
Oh,
it's probably pronounced Munch, but
Munch.
Yeah, it's Munch, and is yes, and his last name is Magash, G-A-S-H.
That's really interesting. Well, thank you for calling in. Happy birthday, Munch, and let me get on with my show.
Kathy,
I want to
could you say his full name so I can play it back for him? I don't want to tip him off that I asked you to say it. I want to surprise him. Munch Magash is his full name.
Munch Magash? Okay, got it. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Au revoir. Huh, interesting. Munch Magash. I have no idea. But listen to me, darlings. Before I am so excited about today's show because Aristotle said, happiness is the meaning and purpose of life, the whole aim and end of human existence. When you love a pet, they reflect you like a mirror. That's how I open the show. When you're happy, you can see your dog smiling. And when you're sad, your cat cries. And you know, everyone could have a dog, but only love will make him wag his tail. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network. And I love doing radio because it gives me an opportunity to give a voice to my passion. And you do know that my mission and passion is to change and redefine the perception of aging in America. Aging has been spiritualized, theorized, intellectualized, but has never been glamorized. Who said that you can't be sensationally glamorous and exciting 60 and beyond? So today's show, for the love of pets, compliments of science of mind, but I'm going to digress for a moment. I told you earlier that I love doing talk radio because I'm able to give a voice to my passion. And it's like being on the stage. You know, I'm a performance artist. Be the star. I want you to think about this. Be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show. The world is waiting. Timing is everything, and the time is now. Entrepreneurs, business owners, are you retired? Are you a solopreneur? Whatever it is, does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? Now close your eyes and just listen to my voice. Your mind's eye. See yourself sitting comfortably in your home on a landline, and you are on the air with Live with Kathy, and you're the star. Imagine sharing your story with the world. It's your story, your way. You own it. Did you know that internet radio is a powerful marketing PR tool? It's exploding. Now, you do email me and meet Madhavani. We'll talk and see if what you want to share with the world resonates with the world. And if it does, you are under my umbrella, no loose cannons. And then we choreograph your show. And you pick your date and time. I like to stay at 11:30 because the people around the world are accustomed to it. That's 11:30 Central Time. Through your show, it's archived. I email you the link, and you email the link to your email database, and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, Your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. And I become your outside advocate. I work with you on, I choreograph your show. There is a fee. You could take 1 half-hour show. You could take 10. You could take hour shows. But you and I need to get acquainted. I look forward to hearing from you. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Now, before I truly get into For the Love of Pets, Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by, yes, I do have sponsors, but I really think of them as my partners. But I want you to feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood, Iron Workers Impact, Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Manly Men and Women, Iron Workers International and Canada. They're the domperion of the trades. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. But darlings, you have to log on. You have to qualify. Ironworkers.org. And then remember that the CD is out. What a noble profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And then I transition down into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the graceful movements of the swan. It's available by getting in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care, compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age, unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs. Wire Art Sculptor, the Bon Vivant. Wire Art Sculptor, Leatherworks. Each design is created for the individual. Hand-built, one at a time, one of a kind. To find out more, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. If you have a little financial issue, you could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Darlings, in the past, there's so many of you said that looks don't really matter. Oh, I don't agree with you. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. And it does matter. You see, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and health. In my book, The Elixir of Youth, Seek It's of a Spring Chicken, I share with you my secrets, easy-to-learn methods to de-stress our bodies and our face, Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. And they're all leading factors in premature aging, yes, and death. The book is available as an e-book and soft copy, and can only be, you can only get it through contacting Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And old Edith Nam, another author extraordinaire. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, and the title is Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. The book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And as long as we're talking about books, when you're on my websites, be after you've clicked on the video and watched Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Oh, by the way, Roger's voice is just incredible. Our bags are packed. Click on books, and you will see the title, All Nonfiction, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs, Author House, and The Heart of the Lion, My Trip to Africa, available at Ex Libris and Amazon. And while you're on the Amazon site, log in, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. So 115 of us really bared our soul. We went through the abyss, and now we're standing on the mountaintop holding our dream in our hand. That is available at Amazon. That was introduced by David Ricklin. Quitting your job? Are you happy in your job? By the way, I asked you earlier, who are you loving today? Now, I'm not suggesting that you quit your job. I don't know. I don't know what your situation is. But did you ever think of having your own home-based business? I did at the age of 25. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need is that desire, that fire in the belly desire to be the CEO of your very own business. It was a way for me to fulfill my dreams, to reach my goals, and it offered me infinite opportunities to challenge myself, and it encouraged me. It taught me how to believe in me. You need the formula. If you think you need the blueprint, if you think that you could just say, well, I'm going to start my own home, if you don't have a formula, that's like a captain on a ship saying, well, you're all aboard now, but I have no idea where we're going, when we're going, and when we'll be back. Stop and think about that. I want to help you enjoy your life like it's golden. Did I pique your interest? Want to be your own boss, the CEO of your own business? And another thing, get your children involved. Make it a family affair. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And we still have a little time for the love of pets. If you want to share your story about your pet, it could be a parrot. It could be a manatee. It could be a turtle. 347-637-3789. But I do have to tell you, you want to really be totally happy and healthier? Get up. Now, fully happy. This is by Dr. James Rouse. He is has a doctorate. He has including postdoctorate work in acupuncture and Chinese medicine, transpersonal psychology, and certification as a yoga teacher. I want to read his story to you. Because pets generate happiness and love. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. Now, this is what Dr. James Rouse said. I want you to pursue greater happiness and love. We will all be healthier if you do. But right now, what does your happiness slash love look like? Are you able to create happiness as needed and as you desire it? Get a pet. I'm interjecting my thoughts. Are you open to making happiness your greater disposition and purpose? Getting your smile on is good medicine for the mind and body. Get a pet, yours and mine. Dr. Rose says, I find that when I'm pursuing worthy goals, setting intentions for greater experiences and contributions while fully appreciating the present moment, living in the now. The past is done and over with. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Can you appreciate the present moment? Are you happy? Each day we can choose to get our happiness love, and in much the same way we go about creating a healthy lifestyle. Get a pet. Happiness is a position and a perception that you take in life. It's a stance that you hold and a view you have. In much the same way as making breakfast a health-enhancing daily ritual, choosing to see your day through the eyes of appreciation will build your happiness muscle and move you to a higher ground. Are you happy? Is something missing in your life? Get a pet. Now, Dr. Rose goes on and says, simply being a student of happiness and studying its principles can and will make you a happier person, a more lovable person. In a recent study published in the American Journal of Epidemiology, feeling positive correlated with low levels of two proteins that indicate widespread inflammation in the body. Pets don't judge. They just love you for who you are. Sidebar. Now, this is Kathy talking. And you better hear me good, because I have strange powers. Those of you that are cruel and abuse animals, I want you to experience what they're going through. You beat a dog, I want you to be beaten. Do you hear me? And by the way, I believe in karma. What you put out there is exactly what you will get back in your life. And I want you to remember this. Dogs don't judge. Pets don't judge. They just love. Chronic inflammation is believed to contribute to many diseases, including heart disease and many types of cancer. Research has found that when we are happy, in love, and we're petting our pet, our stress hormones, including cortisol, are lower. When cortisol is chronically elevated, it may contribute to high blood pressure, obesity, and immune dysfunction. Breathing from your belly, praying, and or meditating can hope to lower cortisol too. Rather than marinating in your stress, choose to move and affirm your light and living. And I've added, get a pet. Practice public acts of happiness and kindness. Our brains have mirror neurons. And when we're practicing joy and purpose in whatever form, loving our cat, loving our dog, loving our pets, be it giving, creating, or living with meaning, everyone who sees your work and walk will feed the goodness, and you'll be a role model, and will want to follow your lead. Make a commitment to display your heart art, compassion, passion, kindness, and meaning are ready to be copied and promoted in your name. Know that your light is said to be a force for positivity. Who are you? Who do you love today? Who are you loving today? I love what Robert Lynn said. There is nothing in which the birds differ more from man than the way in which they can build and yet leave a landscape as it was before. And a horse gallops with his lungs, perseveres with his heart, and wins with his character. Walt Whitman said, I think I could turn and live with animals. They are so placid and self-contained. I stand and look at them long and long. They don't judge. And Rudyard Kipling said, the cat, he walked by himself. And all places were alike to him. Who are you loving today? Oh, forgiveness. To err is human. To forgive, canine. To err is human. To purr, feline, cat and dog. Forgiveness is eternal and ever available. What a load is dropped from the soldiers of personal responsibility, shoulders of personal responsibility, when we realize that the eternal mind holds naught against anyone. Do you know what Andy Rooney said? And I totally believe him. The average dog is a nicer person than the average person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Donald Duck said, it doesn't matter how much you have. It all means nothing if you are not happy with yourself. Donald Duck is one of the most iconic characters of the Disney franchise, and has, for multiple generations, been one of the hallmarks of childhood and innocence. Don't you just love Disney? For the love of a dog. Do well to listen to this inner voice, for it tells us of a life wonderful in its scope, of a love beyond our finest dreams, of a freedom which the soul craves, because I said earlier, it's been said, those who love dogs know something about God. It may be a cat, a bird, a ferret, or a guinea pig, but the chances are high that when someone close to you dies, a pet will be there to pick up the slack. Pets devour the loneliness. And if you're a dog and your owner suggests that you wear a sweater, suggests that he wear a tail. I just love for all human beings who have a pet. I care not for a man's religion whose dog and cat are not the better for it. Your unique experience. And I'm going to end with, pets reflect you like mirrors. When you're happy, you can see your dog smiling. And when you're sad, your cat cries. Tune in tomorrow, How to Use Your Secret Power. It's been my pleasure. Au revoir.